So the director of higher achievement calls me. She says, "Hey, Marche, would you like to go to Kentucky?" I say, "Kentucky? Oh, sure. That sounds nice. How much does it cost?" She says, "It's free. Everything is free. The airplane, the hotel costs, everything is free." I said, "Of course. You can count me in. Of course." So the trip comes along, and we're going to the airport. And when we get to the airport, we have to go through security. So when we get to security, the security guy says, "Does anyone have a weapon?" I said, "Now, why would I have a weapon?" So then he asked, "Does everyone have their ID?" I said, "No, I don't have my ID." Okay. So he says, "You cannot come through without your ID." So that my teacher, Mr. Alex, he says, "Why would you leave your ID?" I said, "Well, thanks, Mr. Alex. You really think I want to lose my ID on purpose?" Yeah, that's a good idea. He says, "Three things a man should always have: his belt, his wallet, and his ID." I said, "Yeah, well, that's great. I think I should know that." So then we have to talk to the head security guard. She says, "Well, I don't think you can come through." And I said, we get to explaining about the conference we're going to and how we're really trying to catch the plane and all this different type of stuff. So you know what I had to do. I had to use my charming smile. Ting, you know. So I think that's what got me through. And we're running for the airplane. And we get to the airplane. Remind you, this is my first time on an airplane. So we get in, we sit down. And I get the fastening in my seatbelt, and I realize it's not tight enough to go around my waist to go in the air. So I asked the flight attendant, I said, "Miss, could you fasten this for me?" She said, "It's the tightest it can go." I said, "I don't think so. Can you fasten it just a little bit tighter?" She said, "It's the tightest it can go." So I said, "Okay." So we get to going up in the air, and I realize that the plane is shaking a little bit. So I turn around to Miss Aaron. I said, "Miss Aaron, I did not know it was bumps in the sky, you know." And... So as we're going, I grabbed a lady next to me. I didn't even know her. I grabbed her, and I said, "If you could help me through this experience, that would be great." So, you know, as nice as she is, she did that. And we're going. The plane ride is over. We get into a van to go to the hotel. We get into a small van. So I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to have some time to relax. This trip experience has been wonderful, but we need to rest. So we get to the hotel. Guess what? There was no time. It was straight to business. So we go into workshops. Over the weekend, I learned a whole lot how to develop different skills as a young black male. And I heard different experiences of the different obstacles that black males had to go through to get their achievement. And I learned a lot, and I took a whole lot of notes through every workshop. And during the last couple workshops, my creative writing started to kick in. So I started writing a poem. So I let Ms. Aaron read the poem. I said, "Ms. Aaron, would you read this?" She said, "Well, that is great." I said, "Yeah, it'd be cool if I could read it at the last session." She said, "You know what? That is a great idea." So she asked the man, Mr. Sean Dove, who is a part and in charge of the Black Male Achievement Conference. He said, of course. So the last session, I'm nervous. I know I'm about to go up and say a poem in front of all these young black males who was educating. I'm just like, I'm nervous. I don't know if I could do this. So I go up, and I stand in front of everyone, and I say my poem, which was called Rumble, Young Man Rumble. And after it was all over, everyone comes, and they congratulates me. They tell me what a great job I did and how the poem touched them. But one particular person came to me, and they said, "Do you know that you are the first young black male to read and write your own poem here at this Black Male Achievement Conference?" And it stuck out to me because you could be a pioneer and not even know it. Thank you.